1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Chris, you describe yourself as a feminist, right?
Yes, sir. I'm someone who believes that, you know, women have basic rights. And my mother was very influential on me from that standpoint.
So your organization, which is a beach safety organization, looking to make the beach safe for women, correct?
Yes, sir. I think summertime, you have to understand there's a lot of women that are out on the beach, and it is a place where they are very vulnerable, I think. They're not dressed, you know, like they would be out on the street, and they're not wearing not all that much clothing, and they're a very public place. I walk the beach every Saturday, so I see it's my way of getting sun, and I do work out, and I think it gives a lot of younger women a good time seeing me. So I do have a pretty cut body, and I think a lot of men, I relate to them very well, too.
So this was born of, why did you decide to have a beach patrol to protect women?
I noticed a lot of women who, for instance, will fall asleep on their blankets or on their towels, and that's fine. You're out there to enjoy the sun, have at it. Many times, though, what has happened, and a lot of women nowadays, because some women are tend to be heavier, the bathing suit slides up the backside. If a woman's laying on her stomach on a blanket, the bathing suit slides up the back, and she's exposed. I mean, the butt, you know, her
rear end.
Yeah, yes, sir. And so I said, I've been raised to respect women. So last Saturday, I saw this lady, and she wasn't even a young woman. So the idea that I was attracted to her is absurd. And I saw that she had on a one piece, and the bottom part had gotten, you know, the one piece, because when you see women pull the bathing suit, they pull it down over the butt area, and the one piece had gotten wet, you know, slid up and sort of wedged up. So she'd fallen asleep, and I just know what my mother would have wanted me to do. And so that's when I bent over and I pulled it down. I went over and I grabbed the edge of the suit, and I pulled it down over the one cheek. Just one cheek of the butt was exposed out, and I just unwedged it, I guess.
Well, the lady claims that you were fondling her.
No, sir, I was not. No, sir, I was.
Okay, look, she claims you had one of, she said you had one of her buttocks in your hand.
No, sir, I did not. I had to pull it, because her suit was wedged up, I had to pull the one, you know, I had to pull her, the buttock away to pull it out of the crack area. Now my intention was to help the lady from being embarrassed, or potentially having some guy come up and try to grope her, and that's what we're talking about.
So you're doing this on a weekly basis, right?
I help women during the summer, because if you...
Why?
Well,
I mean, I know you said that you're a feminist, but...
Well, if you think about it, Phil, this is the first time of year when this is the time of year women are wearing the least amount of clothing in the most public area, and most of the time they're by themselves or with other women or with their boyfriend who isn't watching out for them. So what I try to do, I mean, 2 weeks ago there was a young lady and this guy, they were laying together on a towel and they were asleep, and I noticed that her butt, you know, the bottom of her suit on both sides had ridden all the way up. So she was fully exposed, you know, on her butt. And so this is a situation where a boyfriend has put her in a dangerous situation.
Why do you blame him? Because he's laying there on the towel next to her. He doesn't know that her suit has ridden up on her.
Well, but again, he should be aware that it could be. And the two of them have fallen asleep, so she could be fondled or groped. And while he isn't doing nothing about it, but he's just laying there sleeping while she's exposed. So you worry about what kind of a father this guy's going to be. So I went over, and as gentlemanly as I could, I tried to tug the suit down over the butt. And
all right, but this lady was wearing, the lady you're talking about was wearing a thong, right?
I did not know that at the time.
She was wearing a thong, so there's no pulling the suit down because the thong exposes.
I did not know. All I knew, she was exposed, and I was trying to find the rest of the suit.
Well, this guy woke up and saw you hunched over his wife with your fingers hooking the suit.
As I explained to him the situation, I was trying to pull the suit down. See, one of the things that I do very well, Phil, and I don't want you to get too upset, is because I do communicate very well. Once I explain to any boyfriend or husband that all I was trying to do is pull the suit down and, you know, pull it out of there, you know, unwedge it, they fully understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Mr. Norton. If I saw you pulling the back of my wife's bathing suit down over her rear end, I would be angry.
But you believe me, I would calm you down.
Well, how would you calm me down if I wake up and I see you pulling my wife's bathing suit down?
I would. The first thing I do is I put my hand on your shoulder and I go, cool out. Just cool out. I'm not interested in your wife. One of the things I think you need to understand, Mr. Henry, is I'm considered to be very good looking. I do have very hot girlfriends that I do go out with. I don't want some guys, you know, I mean, a lot of these women are, I mean, a lot of them are very hanky. I mean, I don't want some guy's hanky looking, you know, wife. I'm just trying to unwedge the suit. And so I think it's wrong for people to judge me before, you know, they get all the facts.
All right, Chris Norton is with us, and Chris got into some trouble last weekend, but you'll continue to do this, right?
Absolutely. I believe very strongly in on protecting the women.
All right, he's going up and down the beach. He sees women laying there whose suits have ridden up the backside, as some women's bathing suits will, so he's grabbing them and pulling them down. In one instance last weekend, a girl had a thong on, so there wasn't anything to pull down, and you wound up having, but you say you can talk to these guys?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, here's our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and I wonder if this is just too personal a thing to do, even though you're protecting women. And what exactly are you protecting? If a woman is exposing her backside because her bathing suit has ridden up and she's fallen asleep, you're protecting her from what?
From the possibility of a man falling.
So a man will come up and fondle her?
Yes, sir. And depending on the size of the woman, sometimes it's harder to pull all the fabric out of the crevice area. The larger the woman, the more the bathing suit can get stuck up there. But I'm very good at this. It doesn't take me long. And again, I want to emphasize something that really, really, really need to be emphasized. I can talk to men and cool them out so they understand that I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to cover up their girlfriend's bottom. And, you know, I'm not interested in their wife. I'm not interested in their girlfriend. I do lift. I work out at Gold's Gym in Hermosa. I have a pass the Gold's Gym down at Hawthorne, so I do an awful lot of lifting. I do an awful lot of weightlifting, and I've got some very hot girlfriends. So I'm not out on the beach trying to grab some guy's wife's, you know, butt, because most of these women out on the beach, if you've probably seen them, are not, you know, not too, you know, good to look at. I mean, it's pretty nasty. But
see, this is what you're calling them nasty, but you're a feminist.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to protect them. I live on the beach, so I see some of the things that happen. And for instance, if a father is there with his daughters, and the daughter's laying there with the crack, with it up the crack.
But wait, you're not grabbing a girl's, a daughter, an underage girl?
But if the father, I want to say if the father's not protecting her.
You're walking up to an underage girl now who's laying on her stomach with her bathing suit up the rear end, and you're pulling it out.
If the father's not protecting her.
And if the father sees you doing that, aren't you in for an ass-kicking?
Again, Mr. Ernie, you have to understand two things. I lift, and I'm able to calm down the people than when the people get angry.
All right, Chris Norton with us. Chris, understand, I know you have the best of intentions. It's grabbing a woman's bathing suit and pulling it out of whatever situation it's in. Some men misunderstand, but you say you can cool them out.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, but also has a beach safety patrol on the weekends. And with summer around, a lot of women are out, and men, sunbathing. Some women's bathing suits ride up the back. And he thinks that they are targets for men fondling them. Nicole, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a real quick question for you. Why don't you just tap these women on the shoulder and tell them?
No, you know what? That's a good question, but a lot of them are asleep.
Well, that's what I mean. So tap them on the shoulder. Say, hey, I don't want to frighten you. I don't want to touch you. I just want to tell you that you are in a very provocative situation for somebody else.
Okay, they're asleep, and I don't want to disturb them.
Oh, give me...
Come on, man.
What do you mean, give you a break? What is wrong with not wanting to disturb somebody who's sleeping?
I think it's just you don't touch
them. Much easier.
Bodies.
It's
don't
much,
touch their people's bodies.
I'm not touching their body. I'm grabbing the suit and pulling it out of the crack.
What is that?
What?
You're touching their bodies.
I am not touching their body.
Well, you're touching their...
women's bodies.
What?
Do you do this to men, too?
No, because guys' suits don't go up the crack. Only women's do.
If they wear Speedos and sometimes thongs.
Hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. I live on the West Coast. No men out here wear Speedos. I mean, I'm sorry about where you live, but...
I grew up
okay, look,
West Coast,
look, the point is that men do wear Speedos.
I have not seen... There is not a lot of Speedos out in SoCal beaches, okay? I'm just talking about see women.
Well, what if a guy in a Speedo and it was wedged up?
That's something that guys want you to see. Women don't want you to see it.
How do you know that? Have you done research?
Guys expose themselves. Guys expose themselves, okay? And they like to do that.
All right, if a guy is laying on the beach in a Speedo with it wedged up his butt, you're saying he did it on purpose.
I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I'm saying it's more something that guys are into to do to expose themselves. Women don't want to do that. And to answer the lady's question about why don't I tap on the shoulder, I don't want to wake people up who are sleeping on the beach. It's easier to reach up.
Waking them up anyway.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
How many of these people wake up?
The one lady woke up.
You mean most of them stay asleep?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Nicole. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is walking down the beach. He sees a woman laying there on a towel. And her bathing suit has ridden up the back, and you ladies know what we're talking about. He reaches up and he pulls the bathing suit down for them without waking them up. Is that a chivalrous and gentlemanly thing to do, or is it borderline sexual abuse? He got into a confrontation with a woman last weekend on the beach, but he says most of the time people are fine with it once he, quote, explains the situation, end quote. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're with Chris Norton, a telemarketer by the week, and on the weekend, a part of a beach safety patrol protecting women along the beaches of Southern California. But could it be in anybody's town? It could be anybody, anybody's community, a lake, an ocean. Mr. Norton, you're walking up to women who are laying on their stomachs asleep and pulling their bathing suits down over their rear ends if they've bunched up, correct?
Essentially, yeah, that's correct. But I mean, this is not us. We're not touching the butt. We're not, squeezing the butt or nothing.
I want to ask you about something else, though.
Yes, sir.
You say that if a boyfriend or a husband sees you doing this, you're able to cool him out so he doesn't get angry.
That is correct. Yeah.
How do you do this?
You just put your hand on their shoulder and you go, look, calm down and take a breath. Because I'm going to tell you how the situation is here, Your girlfriend was laying here. You could see everything, And if I was a perv, I'd want to come up and, fondle her, or maybe not. Or I wouldn't say that, but I'd say, so just take it easy and, back off, and I'll handle the situation. And most guys understand the situation after I do that.
So you tell them to back off?
I don't tell them to back off.
Because that sounds very challenging.
No, I just say, just take it easy. Just, back away. Let me finish what I'm doing.
So wait a minute. If a guy's standing there and he's telling you, "What are you doing to my girlfriend?" You'll continue to pull her bathing suit down?
I say to him, "Back away and let me finish. Then I'll talk to you about what your problem is."
And if a guy wants to get physical with you,
they don't believe me, Mr. Henry. I do a lot of lifting, so I do intimidate a lot of guys. But more importantly, way more importantly, is I'm very friendly to them. I put my hand on their shoulder. One time, all you got to do is just put a finger in their chest and just say, "Look, here's how it is," and it calms them down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marjorie, go right ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Hello. I would like to say that if he does that to me, I am not going to calm down. And if my husband is next to me, as soon as he puts the hand on the shoulder, what he's going to get is a real fist right on his chin. He is crazy. He needs to go and patrol the people and masturbate instead of patrolling people and showing their bodies.
Well, ma'am, if you're laying on the beach and your butt's there, do you want a guy coming up and rubbing it? No.
That's what you're doing by fixing it.
No,
and
ma'am.
Then you say, and then you say you have good-looking girlfriend. I bet that when you go out with them, they have their nice little bikini showing the nice little bodies. Okay?
No, ma'am.
That's their choice. It's my choice if I want to show butt or not.
Well, but see, here's the thing, ma'am.
The thing is that you are patrolling the wrong thing. You need to go and patrol the people that get into the cars and looking at girls and little girls and are masturbating, because I see that where I live. And when I see that, I make a big, big, a scandal.
Well, you call the police, obviously, and that's the best thing to do.
But I would suggest, ma'am. If you do that to me, on my body,
ma'am,
I'm going to get a slap, a kick, and I'm going to call the police, too. Because what you're doing is wrong.
Well, ma'am, I would suggest to you, as a beach safety expert, to lay on the beach with your butt all out there for a man to grab is not safe. Are you showing your butt off?
How many times have you seen? Because I go to the beach a lot, I live in Miami. How many times do you see that?
I've never seen,
not even a teenager grabbing a girl's butt. I have never seen it.
I go
to South Beach where they're topless. Come on, you never see that.
No,
you don't see that. It is you and your patrol that are grabbing the butt. You are the one that is out of place, and you need to go and patrol something else.
Here's something else, if I could jump in. Certain beaches in the United States, they wear a lot of thongs, and as you say, Marjorie, in Miami, South Beach, they go topless because of the European visitors. What do you do about that?
First of all, if it's legal, I got no problem with it. I'll back off, and I'll continue my patrol. But if, for instance, I'm on Miami Beach, and I see a Hispanic lady like this who's obviously, you know, showing it off, I'm going to remind her, you know, some guy's going to want to come up and squeeze. So
wait.
That doesn't happen. I don't know. Maybe you used to do it, but that doesn't happen. I have never seen it happen. I don't go like that to the beach, but it does show up a little bit. My daughter is 8 years old, and when she plays, it runs up a little bit. And I tell you, you touch my daughter, my husband is going to kill you. I mean,
but ma'am,
talk to an Hispanic. It really doesn't have to be Hispanic. It really doesn't matter where you're from. I think when you touch somebody's family, you are.
Well, you can't touch an 8-year-old girl, Mr.
No
Norton.
Way! Oh
you
my
can't.
God! I kill him. My 15-year-old kid will kill you.
Who's looking out for that girl if it runs up the crevice? Someone's got to yank it down.
I'm looking after you. That you're not going to go and fish for damn bait.
You're going
to
get killed.
I'm going to have to be looking at.
But here's the thing.
Now I'm going to have to be looking out for you.
If your daughter has a lot of fabric up her rear.
It doesn't happen. Come on. It doesn't happen. They're innocent.
Yeah,
you know what?
Child.
The problem is people like you, they take the innocence away from other people.
This is very true.
When you're trying to have fun and you know, being like everybody
else. I don't really have a problem with child. But an adult woman laying on a beach.
If the lady doesn't want you.
She's an adult.
And if the man, and if her husband says something to you, Mr. Norton, if the son.
Well, again, I have to remind the lady that I do lift. And I would simply put my hand on your husband's shoulder and say, hey, what's
you
so funny?
As soon as you put that hand on my husband's shoulder, with the other hand, he's going to punch you. And not only him, many people. I don't believe that you can really calm them down. It's not true. And maybe you pick up on people that are wimps because you say you're a bodybuilder. I bet.
I do a lot of lifting.
I bet you go to another bodybuilder and you do that to his daughter. And that's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to come.
Well,
that person
I think I just put a finger in their chest and I go back away.
Back away. What do you think? That's a machine? Are you going to say stop?
Yeah, the guy is going to get a little. Thank you, Marjorie, for your call. Don't you understand that for some men, putting a finger in their chest, you might as well slap them across the face?
No, I don't understand.
You put a finger in a guy's chest?
I'm simply reminding him that his girlfriend or his wife is in very serious jeopardy laying there with her butt exposed the way that it is. And I'm trying to make the butt covered up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Norton is walking along Hermosa Beach. If he sees a woman laying on her stomach sunbathing, a lot of time women's bathing suits ride up the back. He pulls it down for them. It got him into some trouble with a lady last weekend, although he claims that when some women get upset, he explains the situation and they're all right. Would you find that offensive, or would you appreciate a guy doing that for you if you're laying there asleep? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Chris Norton is my guest. He's with a beach patrol in Hermosa Beach. He has engaged in a controversial practice of pulling down women's bathing suits in the back if they ride up too high on the rear end. I'm sure you've seen this. If they're asleep, he pulls them down. You say because they could be fondled. You say because they could be getting sunburn. A lot of people find this to be extremely odd behavior and almost borderline sexual abuse on its own, sir.
Well, let me jump in, Phil, and explain something. Number one, as I have said, I do lift. My body's very cut. And I've been told that I'm good looking. For many, many women, I'd say about 99% of the women that I assist this way on the beach, it's fun for them. I think they get a little bit of a thrill, having a guy who's cut, pulling the bathing suit down so that their butt's covered. And, I think it's a thrill for them to see a guy that's cut. Who'll pull it out of the crack or whatever you want to call it.
The other thing, if you don't mind me saying, is for a man engaged in public service, you've got a very uneducated... What do you mean, pulling it out of the crack?
I'm saying, sir, that...
I know what you're saying, but I think there's probably a better way. How about just covering them up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Cover them up. I don't claim to be no public speaker. I'm here for the safety of the women. Is all, and I'd say, and it's a thrill for a lot of women to turn around and see a man who is, I'm just trying to say, is very good looking, with his finger, kind of rubbing, taking it down.
All right, I didn't hear the tip. With his finger, what?
Pulling down the suit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, Terry.
Well, I guess my greatest concern is I think that exactly what he describes that women are getting out of it is what he's getting out of it, and that he's a relatively, a very dangerous man.
I don't know how you can say that, ma'am. All I'm doing is pulling a bathing suit down.
Well,
I'm not having no sexual contact or nothing.
Yeah, I think you are, and I'm a practicing psychotherapist, and I work with pedophiles, and I work with people who counter against sexual activity with women every day, and you are incredibly narcissistic.
I'm not having sex with them.
It doesn't matter if you're having sex with them. What you're doing is you're getting a sexual arousal from it, and that makes it sexually inappropriate.
Excuse me.
And you are offending.
No, ma'am. I never said I got no sex excitement out of it.
You don't have to say it outright. Listening to you speak is very evident.
Because you're a mind reader. Because you're a nurse. Because you answer phones at the doctor.
I'm a psychotherapist.
Because you answer phones
at
the
difference.
If you answer phones at a doctor's office.
No, the lady said she's a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
All right.
Meaning I treat people who are pathologically ill, like yourself.
Well, you can't diagnose me on a phone. I'm doing a public service.
Too tough.
Really? Then why do people pay you $100 an hour? Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Because I'm good.
Gotcha.
No.
Gotcha.
And in fact, it's really interesting that the more that
Psychotherapist, man. I got the psychotherapist.
Yeah.
Will you listen to the woman, please?
Yeah. But she said
I think it's just really interesting.
Everybody who's a patient of this lady shouldn't be paying her no money. She'll do it on the phone in 2 minutes.
But I think it's interesting. I didn't treat you. I did diagnose you.
Well, first of all, Terry, if you were laying on your stomach on the beach, rest assured, I probably wouldn't be able to find your bathing suit up that crack. Secondly,
you know something. You know what, man? You're really beginning to.
No, she's the one that started it.
What do you mean she started it? What are we kids now?
I gave my opinion, and I think that it's the more that you counter and the more that you try to make it somebody else, the more you know it yourself.
Do you wear glasses?
And that's kind of a sad thing.
Do you wear glasses?
No.
Oh, so you got contacts, huh?
Neither.
Are you hot?
I wouldn't even justify having that conversation with you because
Let me ask something. Do you have cellulite or bruised thighs like a lot of large women do? Or
nope, not a bit.
Okay, so you've been able to avoid that even though you're heavy.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what you look like and what the other women look like. You are incredibly offensive
to them. I'm very, very sexy. And women like that. And it bothers you. It bothers you. It bothers you that some women find me sexy.
Wait a minute. How do you know women find you sexy?
Did you get from saving women from people like yourself to getting off on being sexy? That's the whole
thing. I'm saying that women don't mind me grabbing it out of the crack because I'm good looking.
There we go again, grabbing it out of the crack.
Exactly.
That's why a lot of what you're saying doesn't sound professional. It doesn't sound community-minded or public service-minded. It sounds What do you mean grabbing it out of the crack?
Well, okay, so all of a sudden, Mr. Henry, now you're a psychiatrist too, like this large woman is? I don't think so.
And the large woman thing.
If you'd melt if you saw me, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, you would.
It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what you look like. The matter is your behavior is dangerous.
If you had sex with me, it'd be irrelevant. I'd still be dangerous, right?
I wouldn't have sex with you for anything. I don't care what you look like.
Would you have sex with me if you paid me?
Nope.
So you just paid me?
I think you're a very sick, sick man, and I would want nothing to do with you. And I'm amazed that someone will hire you to walk their beat.
Nobody hires me.
I think you're a huge liability.
I do it for free.
All right, thanks, Terry. So you were baiting that woman on purpose.
Because she claimed to be a psychologist, and she's probably not no psychologist.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Angie, go ahead.
Well, first of all, the fact that he just said he does it for free means that no one has hired him and means that it is not in any kind of job description for him to do any of that.
It's a public service, ma'am.
He's hiding behind a title to be a pervert.
What?
Assuming that these women are so naive and so stupid that they cannot handle their own bathing suits and their own bodies.
Let me ask you something. What do I do that's perverted? What do I do that's perverted? I provide a public service.
What makes you think that you... Who appointed you the butt guard, okay?
Ma'am, if you want to lay there with your butt hanging out for a man to
fondle... Then that's my prerogative, and you have no business touching me in any way, shape, or form.
So you want a man to fondle you?
The only person that would be fondling me would be you.
Well, why are you laying there inviting it?
No one's inviting it. See,
wait a minute.
I completely agree with the last caller. You are a completely ignorant person, and to this point, it's almost ridiculous that we are justifying you with an argument here.
No, you lay there inviting fondlement. I come up to try to prevent the fondlation.
Absolutely not. You are the epitome of what you supposedly are trying to protect from, and the fact that you just said no one has hired you means that you are some pervert going out there hiding behind some beach patrol title, which is not even accurate to begin with.
Ma'am, there's all kinds of neighborhood watches that nobody hires. Does that mean they're perverts? No.
That doesn't mean people go inside other people's houses and shut their windows for them because they forgot.
I'm not going into their house. I'm helping you from being fondled.
You are touching a woman, and she did not invite your touch in any way.
Okay, so when she wakes up and some guy is squeezing her buns, then come crying to me about it.
No one would come crying to you because you have no official title on the beach. You are not a lifeguard. You are not employed by anyone.
Who would you talk to about it?
She talked to a cop about it.
I would call the police.
Call the police?
Just like I would call the police on you.
You can't call the police on me because I think you want some dude to fondle you with your butt hanging out.
Do you even have a high school education? Because by the way you speak, I cannot tell that you do.
What's that?
Do you even have a high school education?
What?
Do you have a high school diploma?
In what way? I don't know what you mean.
Exactly. Thank you very much for proving my point. You are an uneducated pervert that gets his jollies off pretending he is some big, important, muscle-bound lifeguard, which you are not.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Didn't you hear what the woman said?
No.
She said you're a pervert and you're an idiot. Do you understand?
You have no basis for an argument. Everything coming out of your mouth is ignorant and unintelligent.
Except for one thing. That you have not been able to argue out. And that is, if you're laying there with your buns hanging out, then you want to be fondled.
That's my problem, not yours.
Oh, yeah, but if the guy comes up and performs fondulation, if the guy comes up and does the fondlement, then you'll come crying to the police. So why do you invite it and then call the cops? Yeah, see? Can't answer that. Can't answer that, can you? Can't answer that, can you?
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here?
It's just that these women lay there, they pull their pants down, they wait for a guy to come up and touch them, and then they call a cop.
I just want to know what makes you think that that's your responsibility to take care of.
Because women are attracted to me, and I want to do something.
Are you kidding me?
I'm very hot, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm sorry if, you know, you haven't had a man that's hot.
I guarantee you that everyone listening right now is laughing at you. No one is agreeing with you.
The only one that's laughing right now.
Every single person is laughing at you.
The only people
you are so ignorant.
The only people what are being laughed at is you, Angie, because I'm very hot, but I'm not egotistical about it.
You know what? I think we should just disconnect this guy because there's no basis for an argument because he is an idiot.
Go ahead, hang up. I'm the guest. You're not.
You're a joke.
I'm the guest on the show. You're not. You just called in.
You're a joke.
Hang
and
up.
I feel sorry for
Goodbye.
You and anyone you come in contact with.
Goodbye. And rest assured, Angie, I won't be, you know, pulling your suit down because I can't handle that much fabric without help.
You're an idiot. I'm not even going to justify this response. I'm sorry,
pulling
what's the host name again?
Pulling your suit down would be like pulling a tarp out at Busch Stadium.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
all right, Angie. Angie, thank you very much for your call.
Absolutely.
Why the
day.
Personal?
Everybody's been calling me an idiot and a perv. Why can't I say that she's got a tent covering her butt?
Because it's not gentlemanly, all right? I thought you said you're a gentleman. I thought you said you're a guy that...
Well, she can make fun of me.
Look it, pal. A gentleman doesn't care what a woman says. He just says he smiles.
I'm simply stating the fact. You're
Angie,
making fun of yourself by what you're saying. You are completely
look, Angie,
ignorant.
Just because every time you lay down on the beach, they try to roll you back in the water doesn't mean you have to get upset with me.
You have absolutely no idea what I look like.
Well,
if
I
that's
gotta,
the best comeback
yeah.
that you if that's
right,
the best argument that you can come up with, that's really sad.
Yeah, just because you get a whole bunch of people from the Cetacean Society to try.
Okay, we got it already.
Oh,
thanks
good grief. You
thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye bye, Angie. Let's go over here to John. Hey, John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing there, tough guy?
What?
I said, how you doing, tough guy?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
You know, I'm about 6'5", I weigh 290, I pump weights too, and if I saw you doing what you're doing to my wife, and you start poking your finger in my chest, I'm going to break your finger, pal.
I'm just going to explain the situation.
I don't want. I've heard
I'll
enough
explain
of the
it.
Situation. Let me ask you a question.
I'll explain the situation.
No, let me ask you a question.
And also, you need to understand,
as you said,
how come your wife...
out of police.
Well, how come your wife gets to lay around with her big ass hanging out? I mean, somebody's got to cover it up.
How do you know my wife has a big ass, tough guy?
Well, it sounds like she does, by the sound of you.
Now, how does it sound like she does?
Because you sound like a big, dumb redneck, and you probably married one.
I sound like a big, dumb redneck. You know what you sound like, tough guy? What are you... No, seriously, what are you, about 170, 180? You're a pervert.
You know what?
Doing this,
I'm so hot looking. Why you're angry
you
is I'm hot looking.
This?
I'm hot looking and you're pissed off about it.
I'm not pissed off about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because the only thing you could marry is.
Okay, kid,
hey, dude, you married some chick from the Steerburger.
You started putting swimming suits on like your puppies and started doing this to practice, didn't you, tough guy?
You
didn't you, guy? Come on. Hello,
hey, dude. Hey,
now,
dude. Hey, dude, you married some chick from the Steerburger. That was mistake number one. You get and buy yourself a log cabin someplace, and I'm out getting all kinds of poontang, and you're all upset about it.
You know, you're sitting here acting like you're like Mr. I'm feminist and I'm helping girls.
Yes, sir, I am.
You know what you would do better?
Yes, sir, I am.
Better for you to do?
What?
Is to sit, why don't you tap the boyfriend's, you know, and say, hey, you're
hey, hey, man. Hey, dude, how does your...
Yet,
let me ask you something, man.
Goes for it,
how does your wife...
Since you're a big tough guy,
yeah.
Why don't you go check him out and stop him from doing it?
What?
You're a pervert, dude.
Hey, dude,
you are a pervert.
Hey, how does your wife call you for dinner, man? By mooing,
yeah,
or does she call you?
Attack my wife. Attack my wife, feminist. There you go, feminist.
Well, hey, man, I'm trying to help her, and you're the guy that's going to beat me up for helping her.
You're not helping her.
Yes, I am.
Come on, dude.
What are you talking about, man?
What am I talking about?
I'm talking about covering up her butt. Which is probably, you know,
which you the cover up the butt god.
Well, number one, dude, I wouldn't touch your wife because her ass would scare off every man
you
within 100 yards.
You know what you're talking. You don't know about my wife. You know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I met her last week.
Oh, you met her last week. You know what? I met your mama last
yeah.
week.
Yeah. You know what I did?
That
well, excuse me. I milked her last week.
Pounds.
You know what I did, man? Last week, actually.
Your wife or my or your mom?
Huh? Sorry, dude. You just blew that one.
Oh, I
you blew
you.
It.
I just blew that one.
Hey,
yeah,
dude.
Right.
Speaking of your mom, she's right here right now. You got a message for her?
Yeah. Tell her to kick your ass, 770-pound guy.
Hey, you're supposed to kick my ass right after you haul my ashes. Okay.
All right, that's enough. That is enough.
Pussy.
You see a guy and he grabs your bathing suit, you kick his ass. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
As promised, we have R.C. Collins from Fair Play for American Youth on the line. In Great Britain, in France, in Spain, the legal drinking age, R.C., I understand, is 16. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Now, the legal drinking age in, I think it's Germany, is 16 for beer and wine, 18 for spirits. And then, of course, we have in Canada, there's 19 for much of the country, 18 in Alberta and Manitoba. Only in the United States, it would seem, in the developed so-called Western nations, is the drinking age 21.
Well, teenage drinking in America is considered to be suspicious, but teenage drinking, Phil, is also on the rise in America due to what we consider to be the inordinate amount of pressures on the teens.
In America?
In the United States, yeah.
Inordinate amounts of pressures because just that generationally things are getting tougher?
I think things are more difficult for kids today. We have to study harder. Our grades got to be gooder or better, I mean, than most. And generally, overall, it's more tough. But right now, in America, you can't even get a drink if you're a teen, and yet you're allowed to drive a car.
Part of your platform that I was looking at here is you're asked to drive your parents, you're asked to go on errands.
Yeah, you're asked to drive your kid, brother, and sister around. You've got to go on errands, and yet we are not even allowed the common decency to share a highball with adults. And so we're embarrassed, for instance, when a grandparent or a family friend comes over and they want to raise a glass and they say, well, you can have a Shirley Temple or a root beer. No. We feel that every teenager in America should be aware of the lower drinking ages in the Western countries, like you were saying, of the Western countries of...
The developing countries of the West.
Developing countries of the West, yes.
R.C. Collins is joining us. You're proposing, and I know that your program, Fair Play for American Youth, proposes a three steps toward lowering the drinking age to 16.
Phil, the drinking age in America...
Let me just finish, though. The drinking age in America, teenage drinking's on the rise. Drunk driving among teens is on the rise. Automobile accidents, okay, among teenagers.
Well, it's no different than anybody else. I mean, drinking in America is on the rise. Adults get into automobile accidents. Adults have alcohol abuse problems. We're not saying that you cure the problem by keeping drinks away from teenagers. You've got to cure the problem by making sure alcoholism is treated. Everybody gets to be treated for it, not just adults.
So it's not a generational problem. In other words...
Yes, it's not a generational problem. Everybody... drinks too much. You can't say, well, don't let the kids drink because they drink too much on account of the adults do too. I have the example of my own mother, as tragic as it is, who is a problem drinker and has been for much of my life. Does that mean I don't get to have one? No. We propose that...
Can I just mention something?
I'm sorry?
Let me just mention that drinking, alcoholism especially, is hereditary. You say your mother has a drinking problem, right?
That is correct.
So why would you want to drink?
Because I have the right... You can't say I have a drinking problem until I drink. You can't say that.
So in other words, you want the right to drink, and then we'll find out whether you have a drinking problem or not.
Well, my mom got that chance.
What about your father?
My father hasn't lived with us for several years. I don't know his whereabouts.
Your life is, you are here talking about drinking.
Well, my life doesn't have anything to do with this. You asked about my mother.
Okay. You've got a three-point program. And if you want, I'll give our phone number out and then you can illuminate what those points are.
Certainly.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins with Fair Play for American Youth. He's a high school junior who believes the drinking age should be lowered to 16 in America. And as we pointed out at the beginning of the program, the drinking age in Great Britain is 16 to purchase beer or cider with a meal, 16 in France, 16 in Spain, 16 for Germany. It's much lower, there's no doubt about that. Why is it 21 in America?
Well, I believe it's 21 in our country for the simple fact that the adults in this country look at the youth culture of today and have some very real jealousy on account of the fact that the youth culture today is way better than the youth culture, with all due respect, Mr. Henry, for instance, of you and your youth culture. We got hip-hop, we got raves, we got rap, we have more expendable income than ever before, our education's better. I think there's a lot of adults if you'll pardon my phrase, that got a hard-on for the kids today.
Okay, well, we don't need to go there, but you're saying that it's a jealousy thing?
I think it's a
What about the obvious fact that maybe they want to protect kids?
I don't think you can. I think that's scurrilous, and I think that's phony. It's 16, and protect us from what? 16 in Spain. I don't see any kids driving off or just crashing into a river there or anything.
All right, so the drinking age in America should be lowered in accordance with European standards to the age of 16, or barring that, the commonly decent age of 18, you say?
That is correct.
Point two, the elimination of the control of movement for the teen of today.
Yes, and that includes curfews, restrictive bedtimes, entry to movies and to strip clubs or strip joints, either total nude or partial nude. We're simply saying we want the option of entering, if you'll pardon the pun, of entering these clubs. And finally, and perhaps the most controversial, we do believe that parents and community leaders should be held to a standard of reparation. And by reparation, what we mean is we believe an apology to the youth of today.
For what? An apology for what? For not killing you with booze? I mean, an apology for what?
An apology for the embarrassment that we suffer every time an adult says, let's have a drink. Oh, yeah. Do you guys want a Shirley Temple or a root beer? No. We will not abide that.
I just got done going on vacation with our kids who are not 16. One's 13, one's 15. They had no problem with a Shirley Temple or a root beer.
I believe you said you went on the Disney cruise, is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, no kid's going to be embarrassed drinking a root beer there, but I'm talking about at Thanksgiving when your grandparents come over and, like, your parent will say, okay, let's raise a glass, and you got to have a Roy Rogers. I think it's wrong, and we think it's wrong.
All right, RC, you're doing fine. I know you're nervous. You mentioned to my producer that you're nervous.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. This is a radical departure socially for this country if you're asking for the drinking age to be lowered to 16. You're asking for...
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you...
You're asking for a change in the way a society views itself.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, right now in America there's approximately 40 million teens, and that number will grow over the next decade. We don't see some loosening up on this whole drinking and party aspect. Then we may begin to purposely let our grades and test scores slip. The quality of the professional in America will decline. And as you baby boomers get older, our generation will be too stupid to take care of your asses. And we're asking for the common decency to have it.
Wait, so you're saying, in other words, you'll be that your scores, your grades, and professionalism is so bad, I won't have anybody wiping up after me in the old folks' home?
Look, on New Year's, we get sparkling apple juice. That kind of humiliation, that kind of slap in the face, and ultimately, that kind of slap in the face...
Is a slap in the face.
Is bad. And the sooner I start taking pops, the more of a tolerance I'll build up, too. That's another thing. If we can have a pop now, then we won't be, then...
What about alcoholism? What about getting somebody started early on the drinking so that they become an alcoholic?
Look, it's sooner rather than later. And if somebody's going to become an alcoholic, you might as well find out now so you can put them into the place where they put people with that problem, draw out the blood, take a look at it. If it's 100-proof straight Applejack, you might as well know about it now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins. The group is called Fair Play for American Youth. Let's lower the drinking age to 16 and be in line with the rest of the country. Here is Whitney on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Be in line, I should say, with the rest of the world. Go ahead, Whitney.
Hi, I'm 16 years old. I'm a teenager, and I disagree that teenagers should be drinking. I think it is wrong. It's like teenagers are not very responsible.
Why do they let them? The drinking age right now, Whitney, in Spain is 16.
But we're not talking about Spain. This is America.
What's different about America that we can't hold our liquor?
Who cares if we can hold our liquor? Obviously, if we can't hold our liquor, why should we put people that can't hold their liquor
automobiles
killing people?
Whitney, what you're saying is that unlike, for instance, a young woman in Spain, somebody gives you a drink and your dress is up over your head. Is that what you're saying?
No, she's not. She's not saying that.
I've never been drunk in my entire life. I take care of my friends that drink because they are so irresponsible. And they are going to kill someone if they get on the road.
Is there such a thing as responsible drink? And I like that metaphor, your dress is up over your head. I mean,
well, there's a 16-year-old girl in Spain right now that obviously can hold a drink. Whitney is afraid if she takes a drink, her skirt's up over her head.
She didn't say that.
That's going to happen.
Huh?
I don't think that's going to happen because I don't drink. I'm not scared. I'm scared that if I get drunk, I will be irresponsible. I will get in a car and I will kill someone or myself.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because people here cannot, kids are irresponsible. Adults don't normally drink and drive as much as kids.
Kids are not allowed to drink. Are kids more irresponsible?
They get in their car and they kill people.
They let us drive a car. That takes responsibility.
Yeah, but do you know what alcohol does to a person?
Well, what about over in Russia? They can drink over there and they can
drive. We're not talking about Russia. Who cares? They're talking about America. That has nothing to do with it.
There's a question we ought to answer. Is there something fundamentally different about a kid from Spain and a kid from America?
I maintain, Mr. Henry, the American kid's better than a Spain kid. But Whitney, she's afraid if she has a pop, she'll wind up with her skirt.
Yeah, up over her head. I got that.
Well,
that has nothing to do with it. We're not talking about kids in Spain. This is kids in America. What they do does not affect us.
Do you drive?
What?
Do you drive a car?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. That's really a responsible thing to drive a car, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Then why can't you sit down comfortably and have a highball at the end of a hard day?
Because a teenager, I can't call my parents and be like, hey, I'm drunk off my ass. Will you come pick me up?
What if you're drinking at your house, Whitney?
Yeah, what if you're...
That's wrong.
Well,
I'm 16 years old. Someone at my age should be out having fun with their friends and not drinking.
Well,
people that sit there and get drunk.
RC, I want to ask you, what about if a young person is drinking at home with their parents?
That's ridiculous.
Their parents shouldn't let them drink if they're that age.
You should be able to go out and drink.
You have to earn the responsibility.
Also, I believe that a 16-year-old ought to be able to go down to a bar or any partially nude strip place and have a drink.
That's
partially
crazy.
Nude. All right. Whitney, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So he don't even want to drink at home with his parents. He wants to go down to any club where there's partial or full nudity and have a drink. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry with R.C. Collins. He wants the drinking age lowered to 16 in America. It's a Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Henry.
I don't think it's too much to ask that the American teenage females learn a little bit of control. Otherwise, we will simply not get the drinking age lowered.
You're talking about American teenage girls.
That's correct.
Well, it seems a little bit of a stretch to say that there is no legalized teenage drinking in America because American teenage girls can't control themselves.
Well, you heard the last young lady. The reason why she doesn't want the drinking age lowered is because she realizes she can't control her drinking. What I'm trying to say to all American teenagers is, especially the females, get some kind of decent control over yourself so that when you do have a drink, you know.
Well, you said to her, you're going to wind up with your dress up over your head or a lampshade on your head, et cetera, et cetera. So in other words, if you give a drink to a teenage female,
she can't handle it. That's why what we're asking to do is to introduce it in stages.
All right, Phil Henry Show here with R.C. Collins, who wants the drinking age in America lowered to 16, but only for boys.
Starting only with boys, yeah.
Why?
Because you heard her. Most teenage girls in America, you give them one pop. I mean, there's a good and a bad to it. You know, the good side is, okay, yeah. Maybe she'll nude up.
Okay, and what's the bad side?
Teenage pregnancy and that kind of...
So why should we only let you guys drink?
Because I believe that men, you know, can have a cocktail, smoke a cigar, and be responsible, watch the game, and go, oh, okay, Bob, see you tomorrow at the office, and go in the car and drive home.
All right, there are laws against drinking and driving in this country.
Yeah?
So you can't have a drink and get in the car and drive home. There are laws against reckless driving and all of those things. So you're not counseling getting in the car and driving.
Well, what to do whatever the adults can do.
Well, adults are not allowed to legally drink and drive in America.
Okay, well, whatever they can do, I want to do.
Well, it seems sexist to me to say that only teenage boys 16 ought to be allowed to drink. When should the legal drinking age be for girls?
Probably keep it 21 until we can be assured that we're not going to have a, you know, a coochie festival going on.
Okay, look. A lot of this stuff is getting into an area that I'm uncomfortable with.
Huh?
A lot of this is getting into areas that I'm uncomfortable with. You're saying that if teenage women in America are allowed to drink at the age of 16, then there's going to be hell to pay.
I'm just saying, lower the drinking age for boys first, then introduce the women slowly to it. I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, I've seen my mom and her friends. They get a little stupid when they have champagne or wine.
Well, I've seen a lot of men act pretty stupid, too, after a few beers. I mean, I don't exactly where you're drawing the line here, but...
I think that men are a little bit more able to deal with it. You're not going to have some guy throwing his... taking. When's the last time you seen a guy have a drink and take his pants off?
Look...
I was at a party and some bush pig got wasted and tried to take advantage of me, and it was gross. And you can't have it...
Look, kid... Going to a party where there's a lot of underage drinking, where the parents aren't there, and obviously the booze is flowing, it's you're right, it's no different. Adults act the same way, all right? It's just that there's not going to be, you said it yourself. If girls are not allowed to drink because you're afraid that they're going to throw their dresses up over their heads, who's going to keep them from having a drink at a party where there's no adults there?
I believe that's where the guys come in. We don't allow her to have a drink unless she's... You know, she's nice and...
Yeah, see, this is what I mean, man. You got no game plan here. And what is this crap about how you guys are going to let your grades slip?
This is not crap.
This is not crap. You're saying that if you do not get underage drinking and...
And I wish you wouldn't call it underage drinking. I wish you'd call it what it is.
Okay, drinking at 16.
Drinking at 16.
You guys don't get 16-year-old drinking. You're going to let your grades slip. You are going to get bad grades, so none of you will have jobs. What, is going to be a generation of bums?
A generation of bums that will eventually be able to pull out, but not before you guys go into an old folks' home and you're peeing on the floor and there's nobody that'll, you know, take care of it.
Yeah, that's really going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mr. Hendry. Go ahead and call my bluff. Don't let us have drinking. Our grades will go down.
And then nobody will be there to change my bedpan.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I don't care. I'll be dead soon anyway. Meanwhile, you guys will be out on the street doing whatever you're doing. Drink. I guess you can drink your Ripple wine then.
So you're saying you don't care if the crap in the bedpan flows over?
I don't care. I don't need you guys in the old folks home nursing me back to health. As far as I'm concerned, if you guys sell your generation down the river because you wanted to have a drink and we wouldn't lower the age to 16, then it's going to be a whole bunch of dumbasses sitting on a street corner drinking fortified wine.
But at least we'll be able to drink.
Great. At least he'll be able to drink. Oh, we're up against our break time again. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins with Fair Play for American Youth. He says there are 50,000 members of this organization ready to let their grades tank so that there won't be anybody qualified to take care of us in an old folks' home. If we don't lower the drinking age to 16, a drinking age that they have in Spain and France, among other places. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to just say to all the teenagers in America, are you aware that the kids in Europe get to drink at 16 and you don't? How long are we going to bend over, spread, and take something like the size of a baseball bat? I'm like the Jesse Jackson from the teens of today. I have a dream.
Well, your dreams, man, are maybe misguided in that you want to lower the drinking age, okay? And that comment that only teenage boys ought to be allowed to drink until teenage girls can be monitored and not throw their dresses up over their head is sexist.
Well, I don't agree.
Well, okay, if you don't agree, you don't have to agree, but it is. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, let me tell you something. This kid has no clue. I'm 35 years old. Former alcoholic.
Do you drink?
Hey, kid, shut up.
Do you drink?
Hey, kid, shut up.
Okay, hey, John, are you in AA?
Yes.
Yeah, you know that people in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics.
Okay.
So you're really you're really not in AA, are you?
I am in AA.
Really? Then why do you call yourself a former alcoholic?
Yeah, why do you call yourself...
Shut up, kid.
Yeah,
why do you call yourself...
Shut the hell up, you moron.
Why do you call yourself
don't
a former...
Don't baseball bat that kid.
Why do you call yourself...
Cut your damn head.
Hey, John.
Now, let me tell you...
John, before I hang up on you, why do you call yourself a former alcoholic?
No, you're not going to hang up on me, okay?
See ya. Here is, the lady in Houston is gone. Okay, great. It's out of control. 1-800-449-8686. Get the kid back up here. Okay, first of all, people in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics.
What?
People in AA don't call themselves former alcoholics. Do you know what alcoholism is?
It's people that can't hold a drink.
People that can't hold a drink, okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that people know how to take a drink.
Well, that guy was 35 years old, claimed to be an alcoholic. I don't know what he was. Maybe he still drinks, all right? But 35 is a hell of an age to suddenly discover that you got some kind of a drinking problem.
But I don't have a drinking problem. I'm talking about if that guy's a lightweight, that's his problem. I don't know how to take a drink. I drink malt liquor. I drink fortified wine. One time I had cooking sherry. And a
cooking sherry?
Yeah. How many adults you know how to do that?
Cooking sherry. That's like alcoholism, man. Do you drink mouthwash, too?
No, I'm just saying, I can hold... I'm not sloppy with a drink.
1-800-449-8686. Dennis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
It's pretty obvious if this person is indicative of the teenagers, they're obviously not mature enough to be able to handle alcohol.
Why?
Why? Listen to what you're saying. You're not making any sense.
I'm saying that in Europe they get to drink when they're 16.
You know, in Europe when they're 16, they're a heck of a lot more mature than what you sound.
Well, it looks like American teenagers then are, you say we're stupid?
No, I said you're not mature.
How come?
Listen to what you're saying.
What's wrong with American teenagers? You don't think we're as good as the ones that they have in Europe?
I said you're not as mature because you're raised differently.
Okay, so there's something wrong with the way we raise kids in America, is that it?
You better believe
it. I have a dream that someday...
Well, you know, I'm going to interrupt. There's nobody that's called tonight has been able to refute why it shouldn't be 16 years of age, including you, Dennis. You're even... What do you mean kids in America are not as mature? What is that supposed to mean? In Spain, in other words, they're more mature. In England, they're more mature.
Look,
like when they have soccer riots, and they have, like, soccer riots in France. And
I have a dream.
Oh, will you shut up?
That someday adults and kids can sit down at Thanksgiving dinner and share a glass of NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Yeah. And this guy, whatever his name is, and everybody else out there doesn't get it.
All right. The kid makes a point, but then again, he makes no point. 1-800-449-8686. So here's the thing.
Nobody's been able to argue against me.
Oh, man, will you be... What do you mean sit down and have a glass of NyQuil?
Or a gentleman Jack with a water back.
The point that you make is a good one, okay? How come kids are in Europe are more mature?
Yeah, how come?
Well, I don't necessarily agree that they are.
The adults in Europe are more mature. That's what we're talking about. On account of they let the kids have a NyQuil with a water back.
They ain't drinking NyQuil.
They can drink what they want.
What do you mean a NyQuil with a water back? They're not drinking NyQuil over there. They're having wine or whatever they drink. Brandon, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, if he could calm down and talk without screaming at the top of his little voice.
Well, nobody's making any sense.
Hey, listen, I agree with what you're saying to an extent.
There you
also
go.
Have...
Finally.
You know, listen, you obviously have to take into account of something, too. I am an alcoholic. And when I was younger,
are you
I didn't...
still drinking?
No, I'm not drinking anymore. But...
How come?
At that age, when you're that age...
Because he's an alcoholic.
Know, right. At that age, you don't realize... You think, hey, man, you know, you're just tying one on at a party. And then you do it every weekend. Then you do it every day. And by the time you realize you have a problem, your body's shot.
But, Brandon, there's a flaw in your reasoning. And here it is. You can't...
I mean, I'm not addicted to anything else.
You can't drink... And so you don't want me to have a couple of laps.
No, no, no. I think everybody, hey, no, I think drinking's for everybody.
Do you know that those Frenchie tweet teams, they drink red wine and snails?
And what?
And snails?
You mean escargot?
Oh, escargot.
Yeah. Think about
well,
that.
No, no, see, that's what I'm saying. I can go to a party and I don't have a problem with people drinking. I think there's nothing wrong with people drinking. What I have a problem with is people don't realize what it does to them till it's too late and they have a problem. And then who's going to take care of all your 500,000 youth when they're trash?
I don't, you know something, you must be an alcoholic because I didn't understand a word of that.
Well, look at the guy.
Yeah, go ahead, explain it, Phil.
Well, what were you saying, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's making a...
See that day, he's not saying nothing. Hey, Brandon, you know you can get a good hallucination going on Romalar.
Okay.
Well, that's not a way to get your point across. That obviously shows how immature you are.
You just wish you had a shot of Jägermeister once again until you fall down. You'll miss the fun of it.
Quit being rude to a guy who may have a life problem.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't. But I'm just saying.
Who's making a life problem?
I think people should be able to drink.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, look at this. You hate it because there's no adults that are making no sense.
All right, well, maybe it's a difficult thing to argue against the logic of 16 years old drinking, but you are coming off sounding pretty stupid. And it,
you know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but the word's not going to hurt me. That guy's life problem isn't booze. That guy's life problem is he can't have any booze. And if he had drank some, maybe he'd pull the cob out of his butt and re-wedge it. Because I think he's got something wedged deep and wide. Up left.
You know, you sound so hostile that I think if you did have a drink, you would drive irresponsibly. Melody, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That's unfair.
I would just like to say to him, he has no clue what he's talking about. 16-year-olds should not be able to drink. I should know. I am a 16-year-old. I mean, we are so...
You're a female, and I agree. I do not believe teenage females should be allowed alcohol.
Well, I think you're a sexist bastard, so I mean...
Well, I mean, look, Melody, you can call me names, but the fact is, men have a higher tolerance for taking a pop.
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Why? Why do I sound stupid? Think about it. You have a drink, what happens? Skirt up, goes up over the head, back car, of the seat of the car.
Are you drinking now?
Huh?
Have you been drinking now? Back car of the seat of the car.
Pregnancy?
I have had a couple of drinks, and you know what? I'm still a virgin. I'm not knocked up. I haven't done anything stupid.
You had a couple of drinks before you got on the phone?
No, when she... Where, Melody?
I have had drinks in the past, but...
Melody, all I'm saying is, as a young... I'm 16. I'm a junior at Chatsworth High in California. I think I ought to be allowed to have a drink, but if you have one, next thing you know, you're having my kid.
You know,
what a
the worst
rude.
Problem about that is the females are normally more responsible when it comes to those kind of things. That's why there's date rape, because guys get so pissed drunk that they can't handle themselves, and they end up forcing a woman in the back of the car. Trust me.
I think the woman forces herself into the back of the car.
There are a lot of
what
women
do you
who
mean?
Are irresponsible, and I see your point. I don't think anybody who is 16 should be able to drink. We should make the drinking age 18, because if you're old enough to get drafted, if there's a war, you should be able to, you know, knock back a couple beers.
There you go. There you go.
But 16 is... We still live with our parents, for crying out loud.
Well, what better place to have a couple of pops of Grey Goose than with your parents? I'm not talking about running around out there in the under the twilight with the moon lit full, you and me and a bottle of a Gentleman Jack. The more drunker chicks get, the higher the skirt goes, and I don't agree with that.
Will you knock it off with that, man? Everything with you has to do with women, and they shouldn't be allowed to drink. How old do you think a woman should be before she's allowed to drink?
Probably about 30 or 31.
31?
Yeah. Well past childbearing years.
What are you talking about? There are women in their 40s. You make no sense.
It's just a bunch of losers that can't get laid. It's got nothing to do with...
Okay, now you're getting into an area that's going to really make me angry, so shut up.
Oh, trying to tell me what to do, huh?
Are you drunk?
What?
Are you drunk?
Do I sound it?
Yeah.
I do.
Very.
Yes,
you
sound bummed.
Plastered.
I sound what?
Plastered.
No, ma'am. I got a little pop of Grey Goose on the counter before I come on the air. That's all.
You're a drunk 16, a drunk 16-year-old putz. That's what you are.
How dare you?
You're a schmuck.
Ladies should be able to drink when they're no longer attractive to men.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
No, the kid.
Oh.
You're just like the man who want to keep kids down.
Hey, kid, where's the phone?
In my hand.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's on the floor.
It's up your ass.
One 800 449 8686 Phil Henry Show.